因为让我们有这个感恩节。
Yeah, thank the Lord that we can have this Thanksgiving.
感恩节我以前不知道，我以为是印第安人当时接待了从欧洲来的移民，给他们有玉米，让他们没有遭受到了饥饿严寒，所以感恩节是好像是那个原因。
Yeah, I used to think Thanksgiving is for the celebration of the time when the early immigrants came to the U.S. and the Indians, the native Indians, you know, helped them with corns, with the food, so that they could survive.
其实感恩节正是作为美国的国定假日，是林肯总统颁布的。
The Thanksgiving became a national holiday when President Lincoln announced it.
它主要就是让我们赞美我们那居住在天上的仁慈之父。
They want to set apart to give thanksgiving and praise to our beneficent Father who dwelt in the heavens.
就是感恩对象是天上的父。
So the one we should give thanks to is our Father in heaven.
不是印第安人，不是火鸡，不是 shopping.
And not the native Indians, not the turkeys, not shopping.
我们感谢主，昨天晚上让我们有一个这么好的感恩节的聚会。
We give thanks to the Lord for such a wonderful Thanksgiving gathering last night.
我昨天晚上完了以后，我就送五个同学回他们的住的地方。
Yeah, after the event, I took five students back to where they live.
其中有个男同学就在车上。跟我说。
When the boy said to me on the car,
当时车上有好多男女同学都在。
There are many students, boys and girls in the car.
他说，小杰叔叔，我感谢你邀请我到这个感恩节的聚会，我整个过程我都想哭。他说。
He said, Uncle Chen Qing, thank you for inviting me to this gathering, and during the whole press, I feel like crying.
我想这个北方的男孩子当着那么多的女同学竟然跟我说这样的话。
I'm surprised that a boy from the North China is really tough boy would say such tender words to me.
我说哪一首歌或者是哪个见证或者是哪个小品让你这么感动。
So I said, which of the songs or the performances that moved you most?
他说我整个过程都是感动。
I think the whole, everything.I was moved on everything.
他是什么？他觉得他回家了。
Because he had the feeling of homecoming. He had his back home feel like.
当一个人回家，你说哪个东西特别感动？整个家的气氛就让他回到家中。
Yeah, when he's back home, the whole atmosphere of the home moves him. It's very touching to him.
所以我们知道这些同学他们。留学在外离开了家，特别在这个节气的时候很想家。
Those students away from home and during holidays they really miss their home.
所以一到这个大家庭他们就感到回家，他就想哭，他说。
They feel bad, they are back home when they are joining our big family, so they feel like crying.
所以感谢主，昨天的聚会有很多弟兄姊妹在前前后后都在忙碌。
Yeah, thank you for all the brothers and sisters who were busy, you know, serving either inside or outside, or either upstairs or downstairs.
我相信主会暗中报答。
I believe that the Lord will reward each of you.
因为明显的圣灵的工作。
It's very obvious the Holy Spirit is at work.
我们昨天也看到周牧师小梅。玄姐来多回到我们中间。
I'm also very happy to see Pastor Zhou, Xiao Mei and their daughter be back with us.
特别是看到小梅的妈妈。
Especially we happy to see Xiao Mei's mother again.
我在教会不太说上海话。
I speak Shanghainese, but I usually don't say Shanghainese in the church.
Speak Shanghai. 可能人家以为我不会说上海话。
So some people thought I don't understand Shanghai.
以后你们看到我跟他妈妈一定讲上海话。
But I will talk in Shanghainese to her.
听得清楚啊。非常高兴啊，我们今天我会跟他讲，跟大家讲传福音。
The topic today is how to preach the gospel.
有人问感恩节的季节为什么讲传福音？
Why do we talk about preaching the gospel during the Thanksgiving season?
你们知道最大的报恩或者最大的感谢，神要我们做什么？
So do you know what God wants us to do as an act of Thanksgiving, the biggest act of Thanksgiving?
大家知道我信主的最主要的原因，就是主把我死亡的问题解决了。
I think the thing I'm most thankful to the Lord is the Lord solved my problem of death.
我原来就想我到哪里去。
I was wondering where I was going in the future.
我不是怕死，我是很想知道死了以后到哪里去。
I wasn't really afraid of death, but I'm curious where I was going after death.
信主了以后，神把这个问题，这个恐惧，甚至这个忧虑完全拿掉了。
After being a believer, God removed this fear from me. He solved this problem.
不是心理上的，而是信心、信念上的确据。我一定是回家。
It's not a psychological effect, but a spiritual assurance that I will one day go back home.
非常大的恩典。
It's such a great grace.
我跟神说。
I said to God.
我说你把我这么大的问题解决了。
You solved such a big problem for me.
你让我不但不怕死，而且真的不死。
You let me be able to not to afraid of death, and also not
fear
death,
yeah, 也真的不死。
And actually won't die.
Yeah.
In fact,
我怎么报答你？
How should I give thanks for that?
神真的跟我说。
God said to me.
你怎么能报答我？
How can you? How much thanks you can give me?
这样的永生，你怎么能报答我？
You are not able to pay back for such eternal life.
他就跟我说，你把这件事情告诉其他的人。
He said to me, the thing you can do is tell this to everybody else.
所以我在这个教会侍奉了差不多快30年。
So that's why I serve here for almost 30 years now.
干什么呢？干什么呢？
What for?
我是在报恩啊。
I'm trying to give my thanks to that to.
我传福音不是去赚取永生，而是因为我有永生，我向神献上感恩报恩。
I don't preach the gospel to earn eternal life, but because I have already have this eternal life, I want to preach the gospel to pay back to God.
这就是律法和恩典的区别。
This is the difference between the law and grace.
所以第二个原因，为什么今天要跟大家讲传福音？
The second reason why we shall talk about preaching the gospel today.
我们知道感恩节，下面就是圣诞节。
We know Thanksgiving followed by Christmas.
这两个节有很多的亲戚、朋友、孩子、家长等等，我们都要聚集在一起了。
This time for friends and families and relatives to gather together.
有很多的 party.
There will be many parties.
给了我们很多的机会，可以接触一些还没有信主的朋友、亲戚，甚至同事、同伴。
Yeah, that's which are good opportunities for us to get in touch with our friends, relatives, and even our colleagues.
所以我觉得我们一起来跟大家分享今天看耶稣怎么传福音。
So today we'll see how Jesus preached the gospel.
耶稣，如果你读他的教导
，If you read his teachings,
他每一个教导他自己都先行出来。
For Jesus, whatever he teaches, he does it himself first.
然后更美的是，他又帮我们行出来。
And he also help us to do it.
他讲，我给你永生。
He said, I'll give you eternal life.
他自己先死一遍，然后再起来。
He died himself first, then he was resurrected.
然后把这个生命再赐给我们，让我们靠他生命 死了起来。
Then he gave his spirit to us, so we can die and then raise again.
他叫我们传福音，刚刚读了大使命，传福音。
We just read the Great Commission.
他也自己去传福音。
And he himself preached the gospel.
更有恩典的是，他在我们里面帮助我们去传福音。
And he also lives within us to help us to preach the gospel.
这就是恩典。
This is grace.
他的教导从来不是你去做，他是你做，我先做一遍给你看，然后我在你里面帮你再做，就这样子。
Yeah, he doesn't just give a command, but say I do it first, and I'll help you do it, and then what I do with you.
所以恩典和律法的区别就在这里。
So that's the difference between the law and grace.
所以传福音，他自己，我们来看他怎么传福音的。
So let's look see how Jesus preached the gospel.
我们中间有没有能知道圣经中最详细的记载耶稣传福音的方法、传福音的步骤、传福音的技巧是在哪里？
You know where in the Bible has the most detailed accounts of how to preach the gospel, all the steps and the strategies, all the
安吉神是哪里啊？香港弗拉夫人，
哦 ，American woman
啊， okay. 昨天的奖品还有多吧
？Is there any more？
还没有多了是吧？昨天
prizes
啊，昨天我拿了一个安慰奖，后面我放在那个台子上，放在椅子上忘记拿了。
I did get a prize of comfort。
昨天那个
forget about it。
昨天给我签一个题目叫 James 帮你是吧？我在想，这个圣经哪里出现两个我？所以我在那里发呆啊！我在是不是哪个家谱里面一个小的名字？想了半天，我听到安托尼跟我讲，万一读三品，读三品。我说我在想圣经哪个出到底哪里？
Yeah, obviously, James Bond.
后来从中指手指讲007，这个007。其实他如果跟我讲007和 Bond 的，我都不知道怎么回事。
And I don't know 007的 007 either.
我没看过电影。
I'm not very good at movies.
记得我刚刚早期出来，早期的时候有一些很近前的国内家庭传聚会的传道人到我们家里来。
I remember when earlier there's some very old pastors came to my home.
他说你要侍奉主的话，你只要只读圣经，不要看电视。
He said if you want to serve the Lord, read the Bible only, don't watch TV.
真的。后来我不但不看电影，连新闻也不看。
And I did, you know, stay away from TV, not even news sometimes.
也是有帮助啊。
This is actually helpful in some way.
后来我读到英国很有名的这个布道家斯布珍。
I actually read the Spurgeon, the very famous evangelist in.
他被称为讲道王子。
He's called the Prince of Preaching.
他就有一句名言
He has a famous saying
他说我一手拿圣经一手拿报纸
He said I have the Bible in one hand and the newspaper in the other
他不是讲我一面抓世界一面抓主他是说主的话对今天是有指导意义
He said in the God's words has a message for our life today
主的话要跟我们今天的生活联系起来。
God's word has to be connected to our life today.
所以我们知道传福音是主教导我们并且主也告诉我们如何传福音。
Yeah, so the Lord teaches us how to preach the gospel.
其实昨天晚上我后来想，我应该再问郑茂和那个海平啊，重新拿一张，那个我不认识。
是的吧？我就不
考，开玩笑啊。如何传福音？福音好不好传
？Is it easy to preach the gospel？
耶稣为什么要告诉我们他怎么传福音的
？Why Jesus wanted to show us how he preached the gospel？
我刚开始传福音的时候。
at the beginning of my when I started.
我给大家讲，这是真实的事情。
It's a true story.
那时候圣马丁十多年前，圣马丁来学生。
About that, a decade ago, there were Chinese students came to St. Martin University.
刚来时他们没有车。
They didn't have a car when they first.
我有个大车，可以坐八个人。
I have a big, big car, a big vehicle, can take 8 people.
他们要到西雅图的九九大花买菜。
They want to go to the Ranch 99 to do some shopping.
我说我带你们去。
I say I can drive you there.
我在车上就放了四盘录音带。
And on the way, I played four cassette tapes.
都是精选的非常好的传福音的录音带。
These are all good messages that preaches the gospel.
他们也不知道，车子一开，门一关，我就放起来了。
So when they were locked in the car, and then I played the tapes.
我跟他们说，我开车容易打瞌睡，我要听。
I said to them because I tend to doze off when I'm driving, so I need to listen to the message.
结果他们就从头到尾来来回回加上出来，这个听了四个小时。
So on the way,
他们逃逃不掉。
Spent 4 hours listening to the message.
十多年前没有手机。
That time there was no cell phone.
他们也没想到我会放耳塞也没带。
Yeah, they didn't have a cell phone and they had nothing else to listen to.
整个就四个小时。
So they had to listen to the message for 4 hours.
我以为我的这个方法很好。
I think this might be a good method.
结果从此以后。
From then on.
学生再也不坐我的车了。
Student want to let me give them a ride.
我情愿不吃中国菜，也不坐选修生的车。
I rather not eat Chinese food, and I won't eat Chinese car.
刚开始是这个不知道啊，只是有那个热情啊，所以后来看看耶稣怎么传福音。
Yeah, the beginning just because of our zeal, but now later we look at how Jesus preached gospel.
啊。刚刚我们讲到耶稣传福音有不同的场合啊，有很多人的，也有单个人的。
Yeah, Jesus preached gospel in many different settings, sometimes to a group, sometimes to an individual.
耶稣传福音最详细的记载，一步一步的，就是在这个撒玛利亚妇人这一节这一段。
This passage has the most detailed record of how Jesus preached gospel.
一共有21节左右。
There are about 21 verses. So the most detailed account.
我们呢就一句一句的来看。
Let's read them verse by verse.
我们知道我们礼拜五有小组查经。
We know we have a Bible study on Fridays.
我们今天就来一次大堂查经。
Today we have a group Bible study.
我们就一段一段一节一节的逐步来看。
So let's go verse by verse.
我们请大家一起读好，我们就读中文好了一起来。耶稣因走路困乏，就坐在井边。那时月有五阵，有一个撒玛利亚的妇人来打水。耶稣说：“他说，请你给我水喝。”我们知道耶稣那个时候门徒去买食物去了。
That time, Jesus was alone. His disciples went to get food.
耶稣一个人呢，就在撒玛利亚的井旁坐下来。
Jesus sat down by himself by a well in Samaria.
耶稣是神。
Jesus is God.
他知道他什么时候、什么地点要做什么事。
He knows what to do at what time in what place.
他这时候知道有一个撒玛利亚的妇人要来打井水。
He knows that a Samaritan woman will come for water.
他是知道的。
He knew about it.
但是你看，耶稣第一句的传福音，对他的福音朋友传的第一句福音是什么？
And let's see what the first thing he said to the Samaritan woman.
请你给我水喝。
Will you give me a drink?
耶稣是神，他有足够的恩典准备赐给那个妇人。
Jesus is powerful enough to give anything to that Samaritan woman.
但是你看他的第一句，他就把自己降卑下来。
But instead, he humbled himself and asked her for water.
他向撒玛利亚夫人要求帮助。
Yeah, he asked help from a Samaritan woman.
我们知道福音朋友一般都很紧张的。我们如果跟他去传福音的时候。
We know usually those of non-believers are very nervous when we try to preach the gospel to them.
就像我刚才一样的，后来他们碰到我啊，都进来跑啊，学生。
Really try to stay away from me later on.
耶稣就他把自己降卑下来，来向福音朋友寻求帮助。
But Jesus humbled himself and sought help from a non-believer.
所以我们跟福音朋友先把自己先降下来。
So we have humble ourselves first.
跟他们做朋友。
Become a friend with them.
然后谈论什么事情啊？谈论生活中最基本的事，水的问题。
We talk about something as common as water.
你看，所以耶稣在这时候，他明明坐在这里，要赐福赐恩给这个撒玛利亚妇人，但是他第一句的话，他就什么？他把自己降卑来要他的帮助。
Yeah, Jesus is here to actually give blessings to that woman, but instead he himself and asking for help from that woman instead.
传福音有个破冰的阶段。
There's an ice-breaking period in the gospel.
要让福音朋友，让还没信的人觉得你不是来向他传教，你是跟来做朋友。
I should make them feel that you're not here just to preach, but to be friends with them.
而且谈生活中最基本的东西。
And talk the most common things, most down-to-earth things in life.
好。我们继续读下去，下一节来。撒玛利亚的妇人对他说：“你既是犹太人，为怎么向我一个撒玛利亚妇人要水喝呢？”原来犹太人和撒玛利亚人没有来往。哎，耶稣寻求他的帮助，这个福音朋友，他的戒心下来了，他产生了一个好奇心。
Because of the humility of Jesus, the woman was not that nervous anymore. He relaxed. She relaxed.
她觉得耶稣是犹太人。
And she thought, Jesus is a Jew.
她是撒玛利亚人。
She is a Samaritan.
撒玛利亚人是犹太人和外邦人所生的孩子。所以犹太人看不起他们。
Samaritans were the children of kind of mixed blood between Jews and non-Jews.
他说昨天我们弟兄们演的话剧很好，这个最后到主面前来感谢的是谁啊？
Last night at the 10 lepers that play, who came to the Lord in the end?
犹太人没有来，撒玛利亚人来了。
The Jews didn't come, the one that came to Jesus in the last, finally was a Samaritan.
所以在他们的文化中，男人又比女人高。
In that culture, the men are higher than women.
耶稣是男的。
Jesus is a male.
又是犹太人。
He's a Jew.
他是女的。
She's a woman.
又是撒玛利亚人。
She's a Samaritan.
他来寻求他的帮助。
But Jesus came to this woman to for help.
你说这个福音朋友，这时候他心态什么？就开始松动了。他好奇啊。
That's what the non-believer were. They were relaxed. They also became curious about the gospel.
为什么来找我呢？
How come you come to me?
这什么回事情呢？
What's happening?
他有好奇心。
And he has the curiosity then.
你看到吗？跟福音朋友开始先把他戒心、防备心一点点给他挪掉的。
The first step is to remove kind of barrier that God used against you.
我们下面再读啊，一起来。耶稣回答说：“你若知道神的恩赐和对你说给我水喝的是谁，你必早求他， 他也必找给你的活水。夫人说，先生没有打水的器皿，请又生你从哪里得活水呢？耶稣传福音，他也是很有效率的。
Jesus was very effective in preaching the gospel.
他不是一直在破壁。
He didn't just go ice breaking on forever.
也不是一直跟着福音朋友在转。
Not always just follow the thoughts of the non-believer.
因为他有好东西，他要把福音朋友引过来。
Because he has the best gift and he wants to invite the non-believer.
所以耶稣就开始跟他提到我是谁。
And then Jesus started explaining to her who he is.
然后就跟他提到活水。
Then he mentioned the living water.
你看，夫人在讲水。
The woman was talking about water.
夫人要水。
The woman wants water.
耶稣跟他讲，我有活水。
Jesus told her that, I have the living water.
活水跟水有什么区别？
What's the difference between living water and just plain water?
所以这个福音朋友一听，你有活水。
So she said, oh wow, you have living water.
那个想要的心啊，是不是起来了一点？
And her curiosity increased.
她说，你怎么有活水？
How come you have living water?
啊，我们每天来打水，这个井那么深啊，你既然有活水，所以她从好奇产生了渴慕。
So how you have living water and we came here to draw water from the well. And now this brought her from her curiosity to thirst for the living water.
她不知道这个男的在她面前，这位男的说的活水到底是什么意思，但是她想要。
She doesn't really understand what the living water is yet, but she wants it.
所以我们跟福音朋友接触到一定的时候，我们要告诉他耶稣是谁。
So when we talk to our friends, then at a certain point, we have to mention Jesus.
耶稣能赐给我们什么东西？
And what Jesus can give us.
这些东西在我生命中有什么变化？
And what, how this has been working in my life.
可以开始跟他进一步了。
Then that's a further step.
好，我们再来读撒玛利亚他就讲，我们一起来。我们的祖宗雅各将这井留给我们，他自己和儿子并牲畜也喝这井里的水，难道你比他还大吗？耶稣回答说，凡喝这水的还要再渴，人若喝我所赐的水就永远不渴。这个撒玛利亚妇人，她看到这个人在讲活水。
This American woman saw this man talking about living water.
这个人又跟他说，如果你知道我是谁的话，怎么怎么。他就对他是谁产生了兴趣。
This woman saw that the man told him, if you do this and was such, then he had a curiosity about the man himself.
他就把他们的祖宗拿出来了，雅各。
So he brought some people, his ancestor, Jacob.
雅各的名字叫以色列吧。
Jacob is also Israel.
他说，我这口井是雅各留下来将近上千年的。
This well is came from Jacob, which has a history of over 1,000 years.
他在怎么讲？他说，我这套东西是孔子下来的，是老子下来的，多少千年带着我们中华民族走到今天，就这个意思啊。
It's like saying that this is something passed down from Confucius or Mencius from 1,000 years ago.
你怎么突然出来要比我们孔子还要大，比我们老子还要大？
How come you sounds like you are even greater than our Confucius and Mencius?
在这个谁的问题上，他们两个开始 想创。
So they have this conflict about the notion of who he is. Who is?
你难道比雅各还要大吗？你难道比以色列还要大吗？你难道比我祖宗还要大吗？
You are greater than Jacob. You are greater than our forefathers, our ancestors.
耶稣当然比他大。
Of course, Jesus was greater than any one of them.
但是耶稣马上就从谁转到客。
But immediately Jesus switched topic to from water to thirst.
人为什么要喝水？因为口渴。
Why do we need water? Because we are thirsty.
耶稣跟他讲，我所赐的水永远不渴。那是什么水啊？
If you drink the water I give you, you'll never be thirsty again. So what kind of water is that?
口渴要喝水。
When we're thirsty, we need water.
心灵渴喝什么？
But when our soul is thirsty, what do we drink?
耶稣来解决什么问题啊？
So what's the problem Jesus wants to solve?
解决灵的问题，心灵的问题。
The problem he wants to solve is about our soul.
所以我觉得耶稣，你读他的话，你知道他确实是神的。一个没上过学堂的人，怎么会讲出这么智慧的话呢？
Jesus is really God because he never went to elementary school, but he can say such wise things.
你知道我们人生每个人都是在饥渴。
We know we are thirsty at any moment of our life.
有的人饥渴钱。
Some people thirst for money.
有的人饥渴权。
Some thirst for power.
有的人饥渴名。
Some thirst for fame.
很多人就是在忙忙碌碌满足心里的饥渴，但是常常满足了以后又再渴。
We try so hard to feel the thirst in our hearts, but we become thirsty again.
钱工资永远是要20%以上，每年要有20%，永远不会满足的。
You're always looking for another 20% increase in our salary.
汽车、房子。
We want houses and cars.
我们看到的多了。我们以前也是这样子。
We were like that before.
人是在渴。
We are thirsty.
想用水来解决。
Try to solve the problem by drinking water.
能解决吧？
Can we actually solve the problem?
耶稣跟他讲，我有活水。
Jesus said, I have the living water.
喝了以后永远不渴。
You'll never be thirsty again if you drink it.
他是讲你心灵的渴。
He's referring to your thirst in your heart, in your soul.
一个人如果心灵的饥渴得到满足了，你就知道这个人就有大平安。
If we're not thirsty in our heart, we are really blessed.
所以耶稣传福音的步骤和技巧，你看多智慧。
So such a wisdom we can see in Jesus' the strategy in Christian.
从日常生活中的水跟他谈起。
Start from the water in their life.
然后谈到活水。然后再谈到心灵的渴。
And about our thirst in our heart.
这个福音朋友一点都不感到反感，就跟着他，一点一点的进入福音。
Yeah, so she was not, has no resentment towards Jesus, but just followed Jesus.
我们再读下去好吧，来，我所赐的水要在它里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。夫人说，先生，请把这水赐给我，叫我不渴，也不用来这么远打水。耶稣马上讲到，这个活水不但让我们心灵满足，而且可以让我们有永生。
Then Jesus said, this living water cannot not only satisfy our thirst in our heart, can also give us eternal life.
这是福音很重要的信息，就是永生。
The most important message of the gospel is eternal life.
我会把死亡的恐惧拿掉，把死亡的惧怕拿掉，甚至最后把死亡都拿掉。
Remove the fear of death.And eventually, death itself.
让你不死。
So we will never die.
你看耶稣这个福音，它本身一点一点就播，它的核心的东西就出来了。
Jesus preaching just intensified over time, and the finally the core came out.
你看这个福音瓶怎么样？他不但没有吓到，他怎么样？他要了，他开始要了。哪里能？哪里有这样的事情？啊，哪有活水？哪能解决我的渴的问题？啊，还有让我不死。他来了，他找你了，他找耶稣了。
Yeah, instead of being scared away, she actually became more and more interested in the gospel.
因为人的生活很苦的。
Because our life is hard.
家家都难念的一本经啊。
Every family has some difficult things.
没有主，人生十七八九都是苦的。
Without the Lord, our life is really empty.
他要这么远来打水。
She came such a long way to get water.
我们再读下去。啊，来，耶稣说：“你去叫你丈夫也到这里来。”妇人说：“我没丈夫。”耶稣说：“你说没有丈夫是不错的。你已经有五个丈夫，你现在有的并不是你的丈夫。你这话是真的。”现在我们读了这段话，就知道。这个撒玛利亚妇人为什么在中午最大太阳的时候来井水打水？来井边打水。
Yeah, after reading this, we understand why this Samaritan woman came to get water in the midst of the day when it's really really hot.
她是一个不道德的妇女，道德败坏、不洁净的妇女。
Yeah, she was an immoral woman. A woman.
所以他中午犹太人的时候大太阳打水是妇女成群结队在傍晚来打一面打水一面社交、
Usually people came to get water after sunset and they also have some social there
这个人他不敢见人的、
But this woman was afraid of meeting anyone else
他的社会地位非常低
She has very low status in the society
他只有中午没有人的时候大太阳的时候他一个人来打水
She dared to come to the well only in the midst of the day during the hot sun so that she won't meet anybody else.
耶稣知道吗?
Does Jesus know that?
耶稣当然知道了。
Of course, he knew.
为什么一开始就不给他指出来啊?你要悔改,你要认罪,第一句话就可以这样讲。
Jesus knew all about that. He could have started by saying that you are a sinner, you have to confess your sin.
你这样一讲，下面的故事就没有了。
But if you stop that way, then the story will end there.
耶稣怎么跟他讲的？叫他悔改的这句话是怎么讲的
？But how did Jesus say it?
是不是说你要悔改，你这个不洁净的妇人
？Did he say that you such immoral woman, you should repent?
耶稣非常有恩典的，非常有智慧的指出他的罪。
But Jesus pointed out her sin in a very wise way.
你去叫你的丈夫也到这里来，就这么一句话呀。
Yeah, please get your husband here.
耶稣要让他自己想起自己的罪，在光中要显出他的罪啊。耶稣是光啊。
Yeah, Jesus wants herself to realize what kind of sin she had and expose it in the light.
我们知道，人人都有的罪。
We know that everyone is a sinner.
我们传福音的时候，我们是要告诉我们的福音朋友，我们都有罪，你我都一样。
Yeah, we do want to tell our friends that we are all sinners. We're not different.
但是需要智慧，需要恩典。
But we need to do that with wisdom and grace.
这妇女说：“我没有丈夫。”耶稣说：“你没有丈夫，对的。”
I said, "You are right. You have no husband."
你曾经有五个丈夫，现在的是同居，还不是丈夫。
So you used to have five husbands. The man you are with now was not your husband. You are now married.
他为什么有五个丈夫啊
？Why did she have five husbands?
还有第六个。
And now she had the sixth one.
他渴不渴
？You can tell what kind of thirst she has.
他在靠换丈夫。来寻求满足。
She tries to quench her thirst by going from one husband to another.
我相信不是性的饥渴。
I believe this is not a sexual desire or anything.
她 她把她的生活依靠放在一个男人身上，后来觉得不可靠，再换一个男人，再换一个男人，她在寻找一个可靠的解她渴慕的那个男人。
Yeah, she placed her hope on a man, and then if we, after one after another, because she wants only she wants to find the right man to quench her thirst.
中文讲，女怕嫁错郎。
The Chinese saying that the biggest fear of a woman is to marry the wrong husband.
不断的在 husband 在丈夫上面身上寻求他的满足，寻求他的依靠，结果全部让他失望，最后他都不敢要 husband， 同居算了。
She kept looking for what she wanted in husbands, and but failed one after another. Finally, she will just live with some man without marrying.
耶稣是他碰到的、遇见的第几个男人？耶稣
，Yeah, Jesus is the at least the seventh.
他面对的耶稣是第几个？第七个。
Maybe the
面对的，面对的，
yeah.
这个第七啊，七在圣经上是一个完全的数字。这个男的，这个耶稣，让他永远不可解决这样的问题。
Yeah, Jesus,
下面我们就看。
Jesus is the seventh man she ever met, and but this man is actually able to quench her thirst.
人要靠钱、靠名、靠利，你最后发觉耶稣解决你的问题。
We try to look for things in money, in fame, in power, but eventually realize we need Jesus.
我想你我都有这样的经历。
I think all of us have this experience.
啊，到美国来，我们都有美国梦。
We all had American dream when we came here.
啊，赚钱啊，房地，我原来对房地产很感兴趣啊，也总反正啊，就是想完成那个美国梦。
Yeah, to make money, to do real estate to make money.
那最后耶稣我也不停地在换呢、啊不停地在换啊，不是换配偶，是换我的这个名啊、利啊、真是权啊、反正不停地在追求，最后追求到了又没满足，追求不到又是抱怨，最后到耶稣那里永远不可。
Yeah, we also like that. We think we run after different things, from money to fame to power, but eventually we are not satisfied.
好，这个再读下去，一起来，好吧？妇人说：“先生，我看出你是先知。我们的祖宗在这山上礼拜，你们倒说应当礼拜的地方是在耶路撒冷。”耶稣说：“妇人，你当信我，时候将到。”你们拜父也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。你们所拜的，你们不知道；我们所拜的，我们知道，因为救恩是从犹太人出来的。你看，耶稣本来就跟他说：“你要知道，问你要水喝的人是谁。”
Jesus said, "You should know who is talking to you, the one who asks you for water."
你看耶稣跟他说话，他里面的眼睛就在开了，福音朋友眼睛就在开了。先生和先知有什么区别啊？
So here see the woman started to see the truth. What's the difference between a master and a prophet?
先生是人中的君子，是道德高尚的人。
The teacher is those best men among people, they have high morality.
先知是替神向人说话的，那不一样的，地位完全不一样，带神性了。
But the prophets talk on behalf of God.
他在变。
See the change?
所以你看耶稣的话啊，他带能力，他跟你对话，讲水，讲水，讲水，你里面啊，其实就在变了，就在开了。
Yeah, when Jesus was talking to her, then the inner.There's a transformation going on in her heart.
我们跟人多讲耶稣，多讲耶稣的话，那是光，光照，光照，光照，它里面会开的。
When you keep talking people about Jesus, the light will shed into their hearts.
他知道耶稣现在跟他谈信仰的问题，谈神的问题了。
And she knows now Jesus is talking about the issue of faith.
他就讲，我们在这里撒玛利亚拜，拜你们在耶路撒冷拜，啊，意思就跟他谈宗教问题了。
Now they talk about a religious problem, you know, about where to worship, whether in Samaria or in Jerusalem.
你们有没有这样的经历？跟福音传福音朋友传福音的时候啊，到时候啊，他把你带着走啊。
Have you had this experience when you tried to make friends with the non-believers and you went with them instead?
他们你们基督教怎么有那么多的派别啊？啊
？Why do you have so many differences?
你们基督教在中世纪的时候也把很多人。把异教徒送上火星，就甚至杀了科学家。你们还有十字军东征啊，不是？
Yeah, they also can. Why you also have many divisions in Christianity, and you did many bad things in the Dark Ages and the Crusade, everything.
哎，你看佛教怎么样？哎，你看我家里怎么那个人多好。然后呢，你们基督教那个人，我有个朋友基督教，他生活还不如我。有没有听到过这样的福音朋友跟你讲
？I've heard that I know a Christian. His behavior is not even good as me.
他跟你谈宗教的问题。
These are religious questions.
耶稣有没有跟着他走啊
？But Jesus didn't talk about those religious questions.
耶稣根本就讲不在哪里。耶稣讲的最重要的就是你所信的你要知道你要认识你所拜的你要认识
Jesus most important thing is you know who you worship
一针见血
It's right to the point
他不是对 right to the point 对就是这样子我真正的拜父就是你要认识你所拜的
To worship someone you have to know who you are worshiping
不是初一十五日子比较好也不是礼拜天日子比较好不是九华山比普陀山更胜它不是啊，它是最关键的你所拜的是谁你要知道
And the difference is not where we worship on which day we worship the most important is who we worship
所以为什么我们在这里反复讲要认识耶稣
That's why I said we're talking again and again about why we have to know Jesus
你知道有些人他的学历很高或者知识很丰盛你跟他谈宗教问题有时候谈不过他的
Some people have very high degrees like PhD and you are if you discuss about religious issues or philosophical issues you are not his match
我碰到过这样的人、
I have met such people
举个例子我们中国有个很有名的国学大师叫林语堂、
There is a very famous scholar in China
他的国学、哲学，甚至宗教学的底子是非常厚、丰富的。
He has deep knowledge in both religion and philosophy and Chinese culture.
他在早年的时候坚决反对基督教。
In his early days, he was a strong opponent.
他看到基督教里面的问题。
He saw many problems in Christianity.
但是他在耶稣面前五体投地。
But finally, he submitted to. Jesus in the end.
最后他信了耶稣写了信仰之旅这本书、
Finally he became a believer and wrote a book called The Journey of Faith
你把耶稣举起来他们会下拜的、你把基督教举起来他们会争论的甚至你还辩不过他们的、如果没有一定的基础的话
When you uphold JesusThey will bow down to Jesus.
我们传的就是传耶稣，很单纯。
What we teach is Jesus.
所有的都是从耶稣来。
Everything comes from Jesus.
基督教不能救人。
Christianity cannot save you.
基督救人。
But Jesus Christ can save you.
所以你看，耶稣他不跟他不会跟着他走，把他带过来。传福音的时候，有时候要给他带啊，蛮累的。他跟你转，你给他带，因为有撒旦的工作。
Yeah, instead of being led away by the woman, Jesus was able to let the woman follow him.
这怎么搞？可能要帮助一下了。信管给我打过来。
Next slide.
Next slide. 这个不转了，没电了。好了，这个是最有名的一句话。我们一起读一遍好吧来时候将到如今就是了那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他 因为父要这样人拜他，神是灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。啊，这段话是圣经中几乎是最重要的一句话。
This is one of the most important sayings in the Bible.
他完全不跟我们讲宗教，就讲信仰。
It's not talking about religion, but just about faith.
我有时候讲这么重要的话，要我讲，假定说要我讲，我会在人最多的地方讲这句重要的话。耶稣他确实讲给一个人。讲给谁听啊？讲给一个撒玛利亚人听啊。那我听了，他听进了，他这个话就没有了啊。如果不记下来的话，就他一个人晓得，其他人不知道了。他都没跟门徒讲。
Yeah, if I were you for such an important message, if I were you, I would say this to a big crowd so that many people can know. But instead, she said this to a Samaritan woman.
他这句话一讲，我们一起读好吗？来，妇人说：“我知道弥赛亚要来。”他来了必将一切的事都告诉我们。耶稣说，这和你说话的就是他。看到了，先生先知基督。
So the woman's understanding of Jesus went from teacher to prophet to Christ.
眼睛开了、
her eyes opened.
她有光了，里面有光了、
the light has come into her.
耶稣传福音就是这么一步一步让她慢慢里面的眼睛打开。
This is the way Jesus preached the gospel, step by step.
我们再读下去，好吧？那妇人就留下水罐子，往城里去，对众人说：“你们来看，有一个人将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来了。莫非这就是基督吗？”众人就出城往耶稣那里去。这个人眼睛一开，生命就改变。
When her eyes opened, her life changed.
水罐子不要了，水罐子是他的什么？
She could discard her jar.
是他养生的工具啊。是他的他赖以生存的那个生计。
Yeah, the water jar was used to be all she has for her life.
带着水罐子来打水，结果眼睛一开，都忘记掉什么。水罐子都不要了。
She brought the water. She came to get water, but now she didn't even want her water jar.
她中午来是怕人，现在怎么样？她往人群里跑啊。
She used to be afraid of people. That's why came to the
她根本不怕人了。
And she went to the crowd. She was not afraid of anybody anymore.
圣经讲福音就是神的大能，就这边。
So the gospel is the power of God.
信了就要变。
You will change when you believe.
而且他跟人家讲什么福音？他就传福音了，看到吗？
Now she started preaching the gospel.
他怎么传福音啊？他讲见证。
How did she preach? She did it by giving testimonies.
你有没有发觉，有时候我们传福音讲见证更有效果？
Do you realize that when we preach the gospel, it's very effective to give testimonies?
因为耶稣在我身上所做的事，我讲出来，这是见证。
Yeah, testimonies is what Jesus has done on me.
我们再最后一节啊。那城里有好些撒玛利亚人信了耶稣，因为那妇人做见证说，他将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来了。于是撒玛利亚人来见耶稣，求他在他们那里住下，他便在那里住了两天。因耶稣的话，信的人就更多了，便对妇人说，现在我们信不是因为你的话，而是听是听见，知道这真是救世主。现在我们知道耶稣为什么传福音给他一个人，因为他带了几乎全村的人信主。
Now we understand why Jesus preached gospel to this single woman, because now the whole village became believers.
这个妇人用自己的见证把全村的人带向耶稣。
Through testimony of this woman, the whole village came to Jesus.
然后这些人一开始是因他的见证 而相信，结果呢，他们因着耶稣住了两天，耶稣直接讲的话，他们就信了，更信了耶稣的话，而不是单单信了撒玛利亚妇人的话。
Yeah, they became believers first because of woman's testimony, and later they believed because of Jesus himself.
我们把人带向主，不是带向我，带到这里我们就让开，我们就让开，不要让他碰到主。
Yeah, we bring people not to us, but through us to Jesus.
我问大家借两三分钟时间啊，我因为我自己带我信主加州的有一位弟兄，他现在我跟大家讲过，他现在信的改信犹太教，带我信主的。
I mentioned before that the one who led me to Jesus, one in California, he himself now became a believer of Judaism.
他觉得基督教太松散啊，太世俗化，他要找那个更严格的啊，那个宗教。
He left Christianity and joined Judaism because he was looking for something more strict, more religious, more with more law.
他带我信主，如果我跟了他，那我现在怎么样？那我又去信犹太教了。
Yeah, he led me to Jesus. If we continue to follow him, I will be a believer.
他带我信主，我碰到了耶稣。
But instead, because of him, I met Jesus.
那我就跟定耶稣啊。
Then I follow Jesus.
我们现在还是朋友啊，我们常常打电话。
But we're still friends now.
他很圣洁，他这个人是很不错的，非常非常严格。
He's a good man, very holy.
但是关键就是他不知道他所信的是谁，他信了一套宗教。
But it's a pity that he doesn't know what, who he believes. He believes a set of religion.
耶稣不在犹太教中。
But Jesus is not in Judaism.
最后，我们把这个总结一下啊。
To summarize.
第一个，耶稣不在乎人数传福音。他想一个人传。
Yeah, Jesus doesn't care about the numbers. He preaches to a single person.
所以我们这个 holiday season 是他肯定只有一两个，就不在人数多。我们有时候聚会有多有少不要紧啊。耶稣一个人传。
Yeah, so don't care about how many people we're talking to.
然后降卑认同。
Then we need to humble ourselves.
针对对方的需要。
And looking for the needy, see what they need in their hearts.
因为这个人需要水，这个人里面有渴。
This woman needs water, so she's thirsty.
集合生活，就是集合我们的日常生活啊。换句话就接地气。
Yeah, I have to be down to earth, connect to reality.
然后不要忘记跟他谈永生。
And then you should bring the topic of eternity.
没有一个人对永生没有兴趣。
Nobody is not interested in.
没有一个人他说他不怕死，他只是不愿意谈死啊，他没有办法，他不愿意谈。
Everybody is afraid of death, just they're afraid of talking about it.
而且智慧的指出罪。
And we need to wisely point out their sins.
我们要讲出罪的。
We do need to point out their sins.
但是我们要非常有恩典的指出人的罪。
And we have to do this with enough grace.
然后我们传耶稣是基督。
Then we preach Jesus is God.
避开宗教辩论。
I try to avoid debates in religious.
因为基督教很复杂。
Because Christianity as a theory can be very complicated.
耶稣很单纯。
But Jesus is very simple.
着眼生命改变。
And we should focus on life change.
我们关注的是这位福音朋友信了主以后生命改变。当然，我们更要。生命改变，如果我们生命自己都不改变，我们传的就是一套道理。所以保罗讲，我恐怕我传福音给别人，自己反而失落，就这个道理。自己，你到底传给人家，你生命没改变。
And the most important is change in life, not only the change in the life of your friend, but the life in ourselves. If we ourselves are not lose our true life, then
这个道理如果让你生命改变，你告诉他，他也生命改变。
If your life has actually changed.And the one you preach to will also have a change in their life.
他的世界观、人生观、价值观、三观改变。
And all his world views will change.
最后一个，信耶稣自己的话。
Finally, we have to believe in Jesus' own words.
这撒玛利亚的见证非常重要。
This testimony of the Samaritan woman is very important.
但是我们最后要让他信仰扎根在耶稣自己的话身上。
Finally, we have to go beyond her words, but root our faith in Jesus' own words.
这就是这二十一节的总结。
This is a summary of those 21 verses.
最后这句话我们知道这是一个真实的故事。Rick Warren 就是那个很有名的，他的父亲叫杰米·沃伦。
We know that Jamie Warren was the father of Rick Warren, the 标杆人生，
对，他不是 Johnny Life。他的父亲九十多岁是个老牧师。
Her father is in his 90s. Is a.
他临终前 ，Rick Warren 坐在他的病床边上。
Before he was received by the Lord, Rick Warren sat by her bed.
这个
his bed.
这是 Warren 自己所做的见证。
This is a testimony from Warren himself.
他爸爸昏迷了好几天。
Sorry, excuse.
他爸爸昏迷了好几天。
His father was in coma for several days.
突然有一天，他眼睛睁开，手向上举。
But one day he opened his eyes and raised his hand.
讲了这句话，就走了。
And said this sentence, this word.
Say one more for Jesus.
再为耶稣再救一个人。
他要上天了。天堂上没有传福音了，他传什么福音啊？
He's going to heaven and he will. There's no need.
他一个脚在地上，一个脚在天上的时候，还没忘记啊！我在地上，一个脚还在地上的时候啊，还可以做一件事 ，say one more for Jesus.
When his one foot is still on earth, he wants to say one more for Jesus. 再为耶稣再救一个人。
他到天上，他知道所有的工作都安息了。
And he'll have complete rest when he is in heaven.
所以传福音只有是我们在地上是要我们做的。
This is something we can do only on earth.
我们去祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你。
We thank you.
我们特别在这个节日的感恩节期间，我们献上我们的感谢。
We give our thanks in the Thanksgiving season.
我们知道你给我们大使命。
We know the great commission you gave.
我们知道你也为我们做出了榜样。
You set a good example for us.
我们更知道你在我们心里帮助我们在传福音。
You're helping us inside us to help us preach gospel.
我们知道你来的日子越来越近。
You know the day of your coming is getting near.
我们也不知道我们要传福音的机会有多久。
And how many more opportunities can we preach the gospel?
求主将传福音的这个负担深深的放在我们教会中。
Please put this burden in our church.
让我们能够再为耶稣拯救一个。
So that we can save one more for Jesus.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.